let's go inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities as we bring in the one and only Director of Athletics and Activities, Ryan Gerber. Ryan, I know Mother Nature has been very interesting this spring, but still, you know, getting some action in around the raindrops and even the snowflakes here this spring, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but we've been able to work with our conference partners and find some opportunities to reschedule some things and get games pushed up. And you know, this is just part of the spring in Wisconsin, and our teams and our coaches and our players have adapted. And so we've got a few games in, and we've got more to reschedule, but that's just part of the deal.
You know, I do not know how there is a handful of games on Tuesday night when we had the driving rainstorm and the thunderstorms roll through. There was a handful of games across the region that actually got in that on a Tuesday night. I don't know how they did it, you know?
Yeah, and ironically, the last cancellation we had was golf. And I was getting to the point where I'm thinking, man, are they going to try to play golf over in Wanakee in this? But, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. A lot of our ADs, and myself included, you know, you start to look at the calendar and you look at all the events and all the games that stack up, and trying to reschedule after postponement is incredibly difficult, especially when you start to look at, you know, the end of May being the postseason already. So, you know, everybody's just trying to hold off as long as they can, and you know, what kind of conditions are we willing to deal with? Obviously, we can't play with lightning going on, but you know, when you start to look at postponement, and for instance, baseball has 26 games allowed, that's a month worth of games. How do you begin to reschedule some of those things? So, yeah. Myself included, we really try to wait as long as we can safely before making that call, because it's so difficult to reschedule.
You know, baseball is tough too because of pitching, you know, and I remember there was a few years back where it was basically, I think Beaver Dam baseball played like a major league baseball schedule, trying to get everything in before the postseason. So it's hard to find dates.
Yeah. And some listeners may not, you know, understand what you're mentioning there. Back in the day, you could play essentially every day. And a lot of schools use the same one or two pitchers every game. And as we've discovered through research and medical things, the wear and tear on the arm, especially at these younger ages, is really incredible. So the WIA stepped up a few years ago and put pitch counts and pitch limits into these games. So you pitch, you know, 75 to 100 pitches in a game, you know, you're sitting 3 days before you can pitch again. And so for baseball, the complexity of rescheduling is even further. You know, with softball, they can play a lot more back-to-back. It really depends on how much rest you need. But for baseball, you have to be very cognizant of pitch counts. And, you know, not every school has four, five, six pitchers that you can start, you know, especially some of these smaller schools where they have one or two guys. It becomes incredibly difficult. Yeah. So, again, Wisconsin weather, tough to deal with, but baseball is really probably the most difficult.
You know, there's a legendary story just down the road from us. There's a Hall of Fame coach named Marty Paulson who once in the early 80s threw Rusty Krasinowski out there for 175 pitches in a game, and nobody batted an eye. You know, they're like, no. Okay, go ahead, you know, why not?
That's a pitch count only Nolan Ryan can love.
That's exactly it. But so the pitch counts are in there, and again, that makes it challenging for teams to get their innings in for baseball. But we'll hopefully get these things in, and Mother Nature will cooperate once we get through this rain. Now, on the soccer side for the girls, Ryan, Randy Paredes' team is on a 2-game win streak after the 1-0 win over Cambridge on Monday night.
Yeah. They started off rough, had some tough competition with Wanakee and Madison East and dropped those two games, but now have rebounded with two home games. They beat Wayland Academy last week, 4-0. And then this past Monday actually played Cambridge Deerfield, which is a co-op. The scoreboard would tell you it was a tight game, a 1-0 game, but I think by my mark and watching it back in the Daily Dodge, I think they had two or three goals that were actually called off. They're playing well, you know, again, a program that's improving and getting better. We're playing against a lot of schools in the Badger Conference that send their girls to play year-round in the Madison, Milwaukee, and even the Midwest. So, you know, we play in a challenging conference, but Brandy's been bringing it along, and I know there's been a lot of work that's been done in the youth program by Dave Elgersma, who was a boys coach for a long time, and then Bill Loss, who's our middle school principal, who's been putting a lot of work and effort in. And I know there's probably quite a few other people that have. I those two names jump out. But it's a program that's coming. And just like the boys program, it's building. It's a sport that I think can really grow in our community, and you're starting to see some results slowly but surely.
Looking at some other sports, you know, golf, you mentioned, got their meet the other day postponed because of the weather, but the golf team's been out there working hard trying to get their matches in as well.
Yeah, they played Friday and Saturday out at Hartford at the Washington County, and I got a text from Coach Popovich Friday saying that they're playing in rain and hail, so they had postponed or delayed the match a couple times. But, you know, that's another program that's on the rise. They have the best numbers they've had in a long time. They have 27 golfers out, and they have athletes from all across our fall and winter sports, which I really love to see. And I really think, as I mentioned on here before, Popovich's approach to this, where they work from the hole out and they're really working on their putt and chip game before they're working on their drive, I think that's going to yield results. He has some pretty lofty goals, and I think they're going to get there, but it's going to take time. And, you know, if you have a son that is interested in playing golf, maybe contact sports aren't his thing. Maybe he's tried baseball and it wasn't his thing. You know, I would definitely recommend giving Popovich a try. He's got a great staff with John Nortman and Tim Chase helping out as well. I think that's a program that can really go somewhere in a few years as they continue to build.
You know, it's one of those things as well, Ryan. You know, like I said, with golf is a sport you can take up and you can play it forever.
Right. Lifelong experiences. And, you know, I joined golf late. This will be my second summer golfing, so I'm pretty awful. But it's something where if you get into golf, you're going to be able to do that for the rest of your life. And if you can get some high quality coaching and training like we have here at Beaver Dam in high school, you know, that's going to set you up well in the future and make the game a lot more enjoyable.
I'm playing phone tag with Ross Damon, the boys tennis coach here, back and forth. I haven't been able to do a preview, but the boys tennis is one of those hard ones. You get heavy winds and such, and, you know, elements. It's tough to get out in the practice when the weather's bad for that sport as well, right?
Yeah. They're not able to get out when that court's wet. It just makes for a really dangerous environment. But, you know, that's another program. I don't know how many people know this, but Coach Damon was an assistant at Madison Edgewood for 5 state championship teams. So he comes to us and then coaching here with a high pedigree and knows how to get it done. That's another program that's been able to get a lot of athletes from different sports out to come out and just give it a shot. Another sport that you can do long after you graduate. They're really excited about their doubles teams this year. They really feel like their doubles teams, especially Doyle and Breaker, can make a run at the end of the year. But they've had some success on the single side. The problem with tennis is there's 7 flights, and the outcome of the match is depending on winning majority of those. Well, depending on how you match up in certain flights, that gets to be really difficult. So they've lost some close 4-3 matches against some programs that, you know, if they had one more player or another doubles team or if something goes this way, that makes all the difference in the world. So that's another program that's been consistently competitive, and I know that Coach Damon's working on and getting kids to the state tournament in Madison at the end of the year.
Have you talked to Coach Helgemo this week about the track program and where they're at here fighting through this weather as the outdoor season tries to get going?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Helgemo yesterday. We were supposed to host Tuesday a Badger Conference Quad. Unfortunately, we had to postpone that. But that's a program looking at the results from their last Fall River tournament they went to. Both the boys team and the girls team won, and they had championships, first place finishes all throughout their lineup. So that's a program that last year took a major step. They had 7 kids at the state tournament. I would anticipate they'd have just as many this year, but they're really excelling early. And in part two, again, getting athletes to come out. I'm a big believer, Wade, in multi-sport athletes. I do not believe in specialization. I just don't. And when you look at our track program, when you look at our tennis program, when you look at our golf program, they're competitive because we're able to get kids that are participating in the fall and the winter out for something else. Those sports are low impact. You can go out and have fun and still be competitive. Why wouldn't you give it a shot? And that rising tide lifts all boats. When track has success, that builds a culture of success in our building. So getting our kids and our families to buy into multi-sport athletics, which back in the day was something that they didn't talk about because everybody did sports all the time, is really having a benefit here. And I hope that's something we can continue in the future. Multi-sport athletes, no specialization.
Inside Beaver Dam High School Athletics and Activities with Ryan Gerber here on ESPN Beaver Dam. Coach, track team, I should say the trap team, Beaver Dam trap team, people made that was one of those hidden gems in the area that they've had a lot of success, and they're shooting no matter what the elements are.
Yeah, and I think the way you described it, a hidden gem is a perfect, because I'm not sure how many people realize we have a trap shooting team here. And I can tell you that I get calls a lot from other athletic directors, not only in our conference, but around the state, asking us how our trap shooting program is set up. They do a tremendous job. I think this is an area, an activity that's going to be growing, and you're going to see more and more of it. That being said, we have a top-notch program. They're 4-1 already on the year. They just knocked off Fond du Lac 240-229. Going out to the gun club, and they're shooting, you know, clay pigeons, and they're doing a great job. Hayden Lund has been on fire all year long. I think he's had a couple matches where he's been a perfect 50 for 50. We had a number of kids, Ethan Miller, who is 49 out of 50. I know Ben Brault has come back this year, and he's been a big addition to the program. They're just a program that does things right. I talk to Dusty Schweitzer at least once a week. They have high standards for their kids. Anything I ask them to do, they're doing. It's a tremendous gem. And by the way, and I mentioned here, if you ever get an opportunity to go to one of their home events, that trap shooting gun club is just a beautiful location right on the lake there. So awesome program, very successful, done the right way, and also just a great venue to watch them compete.
A couple of years back, we broadcast a trap meet from the Conservationist Club on Daily Dodge TV. It was a fun time.
I think we need to bring it back.
Yeah, just we have to find. I still have the schedule, so I'm going to see if I can maybe find a date in May that we can get out there and make that happen, Ryan. Hey, Wednesday afternoon, a big day as well for, you know, a lot of student athletes at Beaver Dam High School got a chance to declare their commitment to doing activity, you know, studying and participating in athletics at the next level. You're like 16 kids.
Yeah. Huge day, one of the biggest, most anticipated days of the year, at least for me. It's kind of like the athletic department's graduation, if you will. It's senior or collegiate signing day or senior signing day. Last year, we made some adjustments to the event and really tried to make it a big deal. This year, we're trying to build on that a little bit more. So we had 16 individuals in the auditorium, had a nice event for them, and really who's who of individuals going on and competing. And I can't say enough about their commitment over the years to improve their athletic ability, but also these are all great students on top of it. So just a really great event to honor those kids. And I'll just go through the list of who was honored Wednesday. So Riley Zarnecki, Maggie Dogs, JJ Espinoza, Gabby Fakes, Junior Guerrero, Brooklyn Holt, Amaya Jackson, JT Call, Kyler Keel, Gabe Klatt, Rodrigo Lasso, Cameron Mendoza, Ani Salatel, Alexis Vandekolk, Mila Westra, and Gabby Wilkie. Again, just a tremendous group. We're so lucky to have had 4 years with these athletes. Some of them are still competing this spring, so hopefully they continue to add to their legacy here. And just a wonderful day to recognize them for their past achievements, but also recognizing them for their commitment going forward.
A lot of great stuff going on over there today. And if I can get I'm going to have you email me that list if you can, Ryan, and I'll post that, maybe get a picture as well for dailydodge.com. So athletics-wise, there's a lot going on. And, you know, activities, Still Life with Iris last weekend, a great show put on by, you know, the students of Beaver Dam High School. I know you were out there for, I know, Thursday night. I saw you grace the presence and doing the introduction.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to open up. I was the first performer for the spring play, you could say. But yeah, again, a lot of credit goes to to Jen Tungs and Alex Olson for what they're able to put together every year. And I know the spring play isn't a great schedule with spring break and Easter and some of those other things wrapped in, but they find a way every year to circle the wagons and get the kids ready to go. And of course the kids put on a terrific performance and they do some challenging things. Still Life with Iris was, you know, a fantasy based play. I'm not sure how many people in the audience were real familiar with the work, but, you know, again, it's part of the performance and in taking it all in and having the kids really prepared for that. So another great performance by Jen Tonks' group, and I'm looking forward to next year, what they're able to do again for the spring play next year.
And I'll tell you this, Ryan, I went and watched a couple of other high schools' versions of that and community theaters' versions of that play, or at least parts of it, and the performance that our students did, I think, blew everybody else away. So they did a great job working hard, and it was a fun show to watch.
Well, you never want to take for granted the work that our kids are doing, ever. But it gets to be a thing where you see our performing arts, whether they're vocal music, instrumental, or stage, everything they put out is first class and top notch. And even, you know, you look at the performers on stage, a lot of those people were performers in the musical, they're performers in the band and orchestra choirs. So they're used to performing at a high quality and they set high standards for themselves. And then you look at the people who are working behind the scenes on the crew or some of the people just helping out. And again, these are people who, again, have all sorts of experience, hold themselves to a high standard. So again, there's a culture that's been growing here in Beaver Dam of just top-notch performing arts. And it's something I'm very proud of, and I really hope the community really doesn't take for granted, really becomes proud of and comes out to really experience more and more of their events.
And Ryan, there's a few things that are going to be happening here in the very near future as well when it comes to the arts and the music and different activities, right?
Yeah, so Thursday the 18th is Jazz Fest. So a real fun environment if you're into jazz, and this incorporates all levels of jazz in the district. So we're really looking forward to this. And when I talked to Kyle Hendrickson about it, you know, as soon as I said Jazz Fest, he got a big smile on his face. So you know he's looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event. And then, of course, the event that everyone has been waiting for, that circled on their schedule for over a year, April 20th, Saturday, is prom. So the big event. Hopefully you've been seeing all sorts of promposals on social media. Hopefully they've all been awesome. The dignitaries will be here for the Grand March starting at 5:20 on Saturday, and then we'll be heading over to Old Hickory for dinner and dance. And then this year's post-prom is actually being held at the YMCA of Dodge County. So great opportunities for our students. Great opportunity to kind of celebrate and kick back and looking forward to another successful prom.
Now, there were no promposals when I was in high school, or you as well, were there?
No promposals.
Are you going to be at prom? Do you have your tux, at least your tuxedo t-shirt?
I will be at prom. I have a special jacket that I bought just for the for the occasion. I'm actually going to be wearing it tonight just to break it in a little bit. But I'm looking forward to it. Mr. Casper and I are going to be at prom, and I know Mr. Tronson's holding down the fort for post-prom on Saturday, so it's going to be a great event. I got to give credit where credit's due. Mary Helgemo, also our track coach, she took on prom this year, so she's been organizing that, and she's been putting in the time after school, after track practices to schedule and work on things. So I can't say enough great about Mary Helgemo. She's one of a kind, and she's a real asset to not only our school, our district, but our kids. And I tell her this all the time. She's exactly the kind of teacher that I remember when I was a kid having in high school. She, you know, the person who you think is at the school 24/7, because frankly they are. And she's just a real asset, and I'm really, really happy and proud that I get to work with her and I should say work alongside her. So,
well, Ryan, if I had a vote for prom king, it'd be for you.
I appreciate that, and that would be one more vote than I got when I was in prom. So, I appreciate that.
I think Saturday is also what used to be called forensics, and now it's, I think they call it speech. I think it might be state speech as well on Saturday, Ryan.
Yeah, speech, and that changed. It used to be called forensics, like you're right, yeah. And we've got a number of students that are participating in speech this year. Again, Miss Delgadillo run that and has got strong numbers, and they're doing a nice job with that again this year.
So Ryan,
the state just finished up as well last weekend, last weekend into this week.
You know, other things we can talk about, activities, you know, the FFA plant sale is going to be coming up. We'll probably talk about that as they get ready for that as well. There's so FFA's, much stuff.
Yeah, FFA is constantly going. And then next week, I can't believe you buried the lead. Next week, WBEV invades Beaver Dam High School.
We are invading Beaver Dam High School for the Career Expo, right?
Yeah, the Career Expo. So broadcasting live here at the high school in the morning on Tuesday the 23rd. So looking forward to that.
Getting up early. I'm going to put you in the 6:05 slot.
Well, I'll be calling in then.
All right.
So lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. Hey, if somebody wants to know about anything going on with Beaver Dam High School athletics and activities or Ryan Gerber, how do they do it?
Give us a call or go to www.badgerconference.org on the right-hand side where it says Beaver Dam High School. Click that. All of our schedules are there. But again, if you want to give me a call or you want to call my assistant, Austin Keach, we'd be happy to take a phone call.
Ryan Gerber, I appreciate the time you give us every week to talk about all the great things our students and staff are doing at Beaver Dam High School in athletics and activities, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade.